21. That's on the diesel fuel clear. On the unleaded octane gasoline, 89. The proposed markup is for off and petroleum, 0.0831. For petroleum traders, it's 0.1086. For the winter blend, the proposed markup for Taney County from off and petroleum is 0.0484. And from petroleum traders, it's 0.0771.
Mm-hmm. So do you know, do they always just bid? There's no guarantee on the price. It's fluctuated according to what the cost to them is.
Open markets.
Always that way. Okay. Yeah.
So I believe what they always bid on is just their proposed markup, but yeah, they're going to mark the cost of the fuel up. Questions? At this time, I would entertain a motion for bid award.
Did you you want to do primary and secondary on this as well?
Please.
Move to award bid number 202303-526 to Offen Petroleum out of Springfield, Missouri as the primary, and Petroleum Traders out of Fort Wayne, Indiana as the secondary.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is the Memorandum of Understanding for 911 Emergency Telephone System, which is number 22-084. Commission. We have Ms. Tammy Hagler here with the 911. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sheriff could not make it. Ms. Nikki, So
essentially this is a memorandum of understanding with ourselves.
Correct. By and between us and the sheriff's department.
Yes.
And this is because we have the similar thing with other entities.
We have a memorandum of agreement with the city of Branson, and this is to take the 911 calls. This one, it updates the sheriff's department one.
I know. I just waste time and paper and energy and effort, but okay.
Hey.
That's what the government does, isn't it? Do you guys have any questions on that?
Ms. Sheila, do you have any questions?
No, we've spoken.
Okay. All right. And you have spoke with Sheriff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding for 911 Emergency Telephone Systems by and between Taney County and the Office of the Sheriff of Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you again on this in 2 years.
All right. Next on our agenda is court orders. We have Mr. Wesley Shoemaker from the clerk's office.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. This morning, I have three personal property paid abatements. One of them is the one that was tabled last week, but the numbers go from 300873 to 800875.
Did we ever find out?
Yes, I talked to. Okay. It was just a mistake on our part on the assessor's side.
Correct.
So it does need to be abated?
The company is in Stone County, and the real estate tax number where it's located is in Stone County.
Did we ever find out what PD was?
Didn't ask that.
Okay. But the the personal property was not in anything here. It was all in stone?
The personal property on a condo, when they put that on, is inside that building. If it's a 100% commercial, if it's a nightly rental, and they got one, they charge them personal property on the furniture and fixtures that's in there. That business is located in Stone County, so there's no personal property.
Even though it says school district, Branson?
I spoke to personal property that added on and said it was her heir. Said that when she saw the address, that she would have looked up and saw that that was in Stone County.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Any questions on the other two?
Pardon?
On the other questions two. On the other two?
No.
Okay. Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date of 4/17/2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank all right. you, Wesley.
Thank you, Wesley. Up next, we have Missouri Feral Hog Elimination Partnership presentation with Ms. Megan Crane. How are you this morning?
Fine.
Good.
Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yeah,
I'm with the Missouri Feral Hog Elimination Partnership, and that's a joint partnership between the USDA, University of Missouri Extension, Missouri Department of Conservation, and about 13 other organizations, both government and non-government. The purpose of our organization is to work toward the elimination of feral hog in the state of Missouri, and we are leading the country in eliminating feral hogs as an invasive species in Missouri. And the reason we do this is for landowners. The majority of Missouri ranks number 3 in the nation for farms and is number 3 in the nation for cattle. And so we have a lot of people who are negatively impacted by feral hogs when they come and root up their pastures and cause financial damage and a lot of pain and suffering for landowners. So my purpose here today is to share with you guys some of the initiatives that we have and the services that we have available for landowners that are free of charge. So for landowners, they can contact us, and we can set them up with a trapper who can actively eliminate feral hogs on their property. So when a landowner reaches out to the partnership, we have a trapper on their property within 2 to 3 business days, and that trapper will work with them and determine if trapping is going to be an effective strategy for removing hogs on their property. We also conduct aerial operations, so we use helicopters and we use drones in order to target sounders and to eliminate hogs across a broader area. And so we have to have permission from landowners in order to conduct aerial operations on their property, but this has been a really effective strategy in eliminating hogs across the landscape. Another thing that we're doing for landowners is we're putting equipment in 2 counties, so in soil and water conservation districts. The closest county that we have to you guys right now is Ozark County. So we put 3 pieces of equipment into the Ozark County Soil and Water Conservation District. We put a cultipacker, a harrow, and an offset disc. And this equipment is free for landowners to use in order to mitigate damage that feral hogs have caused. So if a landowner has damage, they can go to the Soil and Water Conservation District and request to use that equipment in order to repair the damage that they've had. We are also conducting surveys in order to determine the effectiveness of the initiatives that we have. So we have sent surveys out to landowners who have worked with us. What we're seeing is that our efforts are working. So last year we eliminated around 6,000 hogs, which was down 3,000 from the previous year, which was down another 3,000 from the year before that. So we're on a downward trend now, despite the fact that we're working with more landowners, conducting more hours in the helicopter, and we have 48 dedicated trappers across the state who are working with landowners. So our initiatives are working. We are eliminating hogs, and we're seeing the benefits of that across the state. So with that, do you guys have any questions or concerns or any comments for any of that?
I have a quick question. When you say eliminating, what is a sounder?
A sounder is a group of hogs. So most often it's adult females with their offspring. boars, the males are most often single across the landscape or in small groups with each other.
So a sounder is like a gaggle of geese?
Yes.
It's a sounder of hogs?
Yeah.
A parliament of owls, a herd of cows.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Did you know that?
Well, I have heard this before. So before then, I could say no.
Huh. Learn something new every day.
There you go.
This is a very effective program. At one time in the Brattleville area, the soils was just, the farms were being totally tore up.
Yes.
And the farmers would have to, they would get together and to shoot them to. And but when they came across my brother's farm, like a, as soon as it was noted that they were in the bottom, they were called a conservation person, and they got rid of them. Very little damage done immediately.
All right, the trapping can be very effective, especially if there are sounders of hogs. When it's one or two hogs, it becomes more difficult and not as logistically acceptable to trap, but then aerial operations can be effective in that regard.
And the hogs, they most commonly, they like to be reclusive. They don't like to be in around noise, so
yes.
A lot of times they will find them in national forest areas.
Yes.
And places that are less traveled. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. But they can move around. They have home ranges of, I think the sows can be 5-mile home ranges, and then the males can be more than that.
Okay.
And there are harms in this area. We have farmland and stuff. Some states, did you not say, do you want to address that? Just some states want them?
Yes. So in other parts of the country, Missouri is pretty unique in that we are actively eliminating them across the state. So other states such as Texas, they don't have these same laws. They allow hunting. They allow people to breed them and release them into public lands, and they can cause a lot of problems. And in Missouri, we are one of the states that are only eliminating them, and we're starting to work with our partnering states. So Oklahoma and Arkansas, we're working with biologists along the border to eliminate hogs and prevent them from coming into the state. So we're pretty much leading the nation, and a lot of other states are paying attention to what's happening here. And I think 10 years ago, it was seen as kind of funny that what we're trying to do, it's not going to work. The hogs reproduce very rapidly, and they're a really big problem. But we are showing with the fewer and fewer numbers that we're eliminating every year that it's working. We're making progress. And we're seeing fewer hogs every year. It's becoming harder to find them in many areas. And Taney County is one of the counties where we're seeing fewer hogs than in years past. And you can see from the map in this brochure that we are seeing a shrinking area. So this map represents watersheds that are occupied by hogs. And those watersheds are slowly shrinking in terms of where we're seeing hogs across the southern portion of the state.
Are feral hogs and domesticated, not domestic, but raised hogs, do they have the same gestation period? Do you know?
It will be pretty similar.
Isn't it like 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days, or something like that?
It's very, very rapid. So a sow can give birth to a litter of upwards of 9 piglets, usually around six to nine piglets. And she can do that twice a year. I'm not positive of the gestation period.
Yeah, I think it's like 3 months.
It was very rapid.
Interesting. It was like 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, or something.
Have you found if the feral hogs, if they ever carry any kind of disease?
Yes. So we know of 40-plus parasites and diseases that feral hogs can cause. One of the ones that we're nervous about in Missouri is the African swine fever, which could be devastating to the captive breeding programs that we have in the state, or for domestic hogs, of course. But there's brucellosis, which can be transmitted to livestock, and there's tularemia, which can be transmitted to humans, and a lot of other parasites and diseases that they carry.
So there's many reasons for wanting to eliminate
them. To eradicate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the states that breed them and stuff, they do that for what reason?
A lot of people find recreational value to having hogs across the landscape. There are a lot of people who enjoy hunting hogs. We have in this state outlawed hunting on public land, so government-owned lands. It's not legal to hunt feral hogs unless you...